news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. On this solemn day of remembrance of 9/11, Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way. I can tell you this is probably going to be another warm one. 77 now as we get started. We'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers say they've got a car that went off the side of the road at I-65 southbound between the 30 and 31 mile marker near the Bay Minette area. Unknown injuries at this time. But beyond that, it's been a perfect start to our morning. No other accidents in the roadways. The Serpents of Yenville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone, from independent art to books and clothing and oddity items. See them online at serpentsofbeinfo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare resistant, and shatter resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote no on the property tax increase in Fairhope and Spanish Fort on September 17th. Last week, I attended forums, and at both meetings, I argued that raising property taxes now is the wrong approach because math and reading proficiency scores for high schools in both districts are very low by any standard. Go to our website and see what Fairhope scores were in 2015 based on a study that was done then. The fact of the matter is that low proficiency scores are a countywide problem and need a countywide solution. CSC solution, repurpose money already in the budget to improve math and reading proficiency countywide. The money is there, use it better. We just had the gas tax forced on us. Property taxes are rising in Baldwin County. Montgomery is punishing us for daring to say no to their toll on the new bridge. When does it stop? Make it stop this Tuesday. Vote no on raising property taxes.
Paid for by the Common Sense Campaign. P.O. Box 7646, Spanish Fort, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, Kelly with our headlines on this 9/11, as we will remember what happened and talk about that today with you on the text line and the phone line at 343-0106. Yeah, on the way, story, this is, talk about putting things in perspective. 13 children of fallen firefighters will graduate and become firefighters this month.
Wow.
Yeah, so 13 children of the fallen firefighters from 9/11 themselves will become firefighters this month. That story and a whole lot more on the way. With more on this, here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. 18 years ago, 2,977 people lost their lives in the September 11th terroristic attack. Today, President Donald Trump scheduled to join in observance at the Pentagon. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to speak at the third attack site near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Former President George W. Bush, who was commander-in-chief at the time of the 2001 attacks, is due at an afternoon wreath-laying at the Pentagon. And happening this morning, all of the names of the victims will be read aloud at the Ground Zero ceremony. That's where there'll be moments of silence and tolling bells to mark the moments when the aircraft crashed and the Trade Center's twin towers fell. Meantime, people around the country are marking today with volunteering at food banks and schools, home building projects, park cleanups, and other charitable endeavors on or near the anniversary. And across social media, the hashtag #NeverForget is trending. Closer to home, new information as an arrest has been made in that PNC Bank robbery, which happened last Friday at the Cottage Hill location. The suspect has been identified as John Michael Radcliffe. He was on federal probation for bank robbery. He was located in Houston, Texas, and arrested for robbery in the first by the Houston County Sheriff's Department. This investigation still ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A cold case murder arrest in Mobile. 61-year-old Alvin Allen posted bail after spending just over 3 hours in jail Tuesday. Police say Allen killed 19-year-old Sandra Williams 39 years ago. She was raped and stabbed, her body discovered on a dead-end street in Tolmanville. When police attempted to arrest Allen Tuesday, he barricaded himself inside a home before a SWAT team arrested him. New video shows Russell Mallett roaming the balconies at Ocean House Condominiums in Gulf Shores moments before jumping to his death. Police say he ran from a traffic stop early Monday morning. Mallett got into a struggle with an officer on the fifth floor, took the officer's gun, and fired shots. Officers fired back. Mallett tried to get to the roof of the condo, but couldn't. That's when the person who shot the video says Mallett walked up to the railing and jumped. Deputies in Santa Rosa County need your help. They're looking for a man accused of sexually abusing a child. Deputies are looking for Joseph Roby. He's wanted on two charges of lewd and lascivious behavior involving a child under 12. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by Nurse Tell. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through Nurse Tell, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by Nurse Tell will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009. alabamacaregivers.com.
The Alabama Natural Resources Damage Assessment Trustee Implementation Group has released Draft Resolution Plan 3, proposing 7 projects to address injuries to natural resources caused by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Public comments can be submitted online or by mail through October 1st. Learn more at the Open House and Public Meeting this Wednesday, September 11, 6 p.m. at the Five Rivers Tensaw Theater, 30945 Five Rivers Boulevard, Spanish Fort.
New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown faces troubling allegations. An NBA great helps out in the Bahamas, and I've got the odds on this weekend's SEC games.
Good.
It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NFL, where New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown has been accused of rape by a former trainer. Brittany Taylor filed a federal lawsuit in Florida yesterday. She accuses Brown of rape and 2 instances of sexual assault. Brown has been the center of one controversy after another through the NFL offseason. He just signed with the Patriots after being released by the Oakland Raiders on Saturday. And Brown's attorney, Darren Heitner, posted a lengthy statement to his website saying, quote, "Mr. Brown denies each and every allegation in the lawsuit. He writes that Brown and Taylor had a consensual personal relationship that began in 2018 and that sexual acts were consensual. Heitner later tweeted, Antonio Brown will leave no stone unturned and will aggressively defend himself, including exercising all of his rights in countersuits. Brown is in his 10th NFL season. He's a four-time first-team All-Pro and is expected to be on New England's roster for this weekend's game against Miami. Here's some cool news from an NBA great. Michael Jordan announced yesterday that he'll donate $1 million to relief efforts in the Bahamas. Jordan said in a statement, I'm devastated to see the destruction that Hurricane Dorian has brought to the Bahamas, where I own property and visit frequently. My heart goes out to everyone who is suffering and those who have lost loved ones. And this isn't the first time that Jordan has pitched in to help in hurricane relief efforts. He gave a lot of money and time last year after Hurricane Florence hit his home state of North Carolina. Now, week three of college football coming up this weekend. Here are your odds for the SEC games. At 11 a.m., number three-ranked Georgia hosts Arkansas State. Bulldogs right now favored by 33.5 points. Also at 11, Mississippi State hosts Kansas State. Looks like the Bulldogs might be without their quarterback Tommy Stevens, but they're still favored by 7.5 points. At 11 a.m., the Tennessee Vols will try to get their first win of the year over the Chattanooga Mocs. Tennessee favored by 28 points. At 2:30, number two-ranked Alabama on the road at South Carolina. Crimson Tide favored by 25.5 points. Ole Miss hosts Southeastern Louisiana. Rebels favored by 31. Arkansas hosts Colorado State. The Razorbacks are favored by 9.5. At 6 o'clock, number 8-ranked Auburn hosts Kent State. The Auburn Tigers are favored by 35 points. Pregame starts at 3 p.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5. At 6 o'clock, the biggest SEC game of the day with number 9-ranked Florida playing at Kentucky. The Florida Gators are favored by 8 points in that game. Also at 6, Texas A&M hosts Lamar with the Aggies favored by 43.5. LSU hosts Northwestern State. Tigers only 51.5 point favorites in that one. That's all, just 51.5 points. Missouri hosts Southeast Missouri State. The Tigers favored by 34 points. And here at home, the Memphis Tigers coming to Mobile to face off against South Alabama. Memphis is favored by 19 points. That game kicks off at 2:30 on Saturday. In baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies hit 5 home runs and beat the Atlanta Braves 6-5 last night.
Over to first base, this should do it. Reese has got it, flips to Hector covering. In time, and the ball game is over. A 9-pitch ninth inning for Hector Neris, and the Phillies win it 6-5.
Phillies outfielder Corey Dickerson hit 2 of the 5 home runs for Philly. The Minnesota Twins shut out the Washington Nationals 5-0. San Diego Padres beat the Chicago Cubs 9-8 in 10 innings. Zach Wheeler allowed only 1 run over 7 innings. In New York, the Mets beat Arizona 3-2. Colorado beat St. Louis 2-1. Milwaukee beat Miami 4-3, but will be without their home run leader the rest of the season. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich fractured his right kneecap after hitting a foul ball off of it in the first inning. The LA Dodgers clinched their 7th consecutive National League West Division title with a 7-3 win over Baltimore. The New York Yankees hit 6 home runs but blew a 6-0 lead to Detroit, with the Tigers rallying to win 12-11. And one night after Houston beat Oakland 15-0, the A's turned the tables on the Astros and hit 6 home runs in a 21-7 rout. The A's had 25 hits on the night and scored 17 of their 25 runs in the first 4 innings. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Talking to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and I know this guy is a healthy guy, and he wants our yards to be healthy as well. It's lawn health time.
Contrary to popular belief, April and May is not the best time to start getting on a lawn care or a lawn health program. Now is actually a pretty good time because we're starting to shift gears from summer into fall, and it's good to clean up what you have right now. If you've got any weeds or you're having any fungal issues, start cleaning that up. Get the grass healthy before it goes to bed, and then really we're working hard towards you having a better lawn next season.
All right, let's do this. Y'all make house calls for our lawn health.
That's right.
How do we get in touch with you to set that up?
Well, you can find us on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online, sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, let's make sure our lawns are healthy and put to bed healthy. Call Sid, check him out online. Sid Sexton, Sexton Lawn and Landscape.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rhona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitzit Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department to clear. State troopers say they've got a car that went off the side of the road at I-65 southbound between the 30 and 31 mile marker near Bay Minette. Other than that, it's been a good start. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, it's clear. The South Alabama Jaguars hosting Memphis Tigers this Saturday at 2:30 at Land People's Stadium. You can find your tickets online at usajaguars.com or call 4611-USA. Jags versus Memphis Saturday at 2:30. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, has got our forecast and a look at the tropics just about 10 minutes away. 77 now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A deadly shooting very close to the campus of Alabama State University. And we now know a student has been identified as the victim. The school's president confirms that 19-year-old Alexis Moss was a sophomore at the university, sending a note to students and faculty saying, quote, "Our heartfelt prayers are with her family as they deal with the loss of a loved one." Early Saturday morning, WSFA is reporting that a woman, later identified as Moss, sustained a life-threatening gunshot wound. She was transported to a local hospital, and that is where she was later pronounced dead. ASU, meantime, is providing free on-campus counseling services for students and faculty in need. Closer to home, an arrest has been made in a cold case dating back nearly 40 years ago here in Mobile. 61-year-old Alvin Ray Allen was arrested on Tuesday in connection to the rape and murder of 19-year-old Sandra Williams. Allen was arrested in his home in that fatal stabbing of Williams, which dates back to September 11th, 1980. Recently, more information was uncovered by DNA evidence, plus new witness confessions. That's according to our news partner, WKRG. That's what helped change this case and led Mobile police to issue an arrest warrant for Allen. Now, when authorities arrived at Allen's home, he refused to leave. SWAT officers were then called in. Allen eventually surrendered to authorities. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doug Holton, inviting you to join us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk Overtime right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's your chance to talk Auburn athletics, specifically this fall, of course, Tiger football, for an extra hour following Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk Overtime, Thursday nights at 7, right here, only on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Today marks 18 years since hijackers took over jetliners that crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and crashed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people killed, more than 6,000 injured on that day. Moment of silence will be observed in New York City at 7:46 our time. That will mark the time when American Airlines Flight 11 struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center. President Trump will help mark observances at the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joseph Dunford Jr. will also deliver remarks. Now, locally, Fairhope Police say they will mark the day with special events. They've been doing this, I think, each year. It's becoming an annual event in Fairhope. It's a national day of service and remembrance. According to WKRG and Chad Petrie, there's going to be speeches and prayers outside the Fairhope Police headquarters starting at 9 this morning. Later on, starting at noon, Fairhope Police will host a blood drive as well. The events are meant to honor the victims and remember one of America's greatest tragedies. And to put things in perspective, I thought this story out of the many this morning stood out to me, that today, while we're remembering all the people lost on 9/11, including the first responders who ran into those buildings knowing that they might not make it back out, their legacy is still with us in more ways than one. The newest class of New York City firefighters is set to graduate later this month. Okay. 13 of them are children of the firefighters who lost their lives as a result of 9/11.
That is unbelievable.
That they lost their parent to this, you know, and then they do it themselves. They're called Legacy Graduates, and it's the most that any one class has ever had. In addition to those 13, there are at least three more Legacy grads who are children of other first responders who died, including the son of a New York police officer. A group of graduates also includes two sets of siblings. One is a brother-sister, and the other two brothers who are already firefighters. If you want to know more about them, the New York Post did a big profile on the whole group. If you look and Google that this morning, they are set to graduate on September 24th. But wow, 13 children who lost a parent on 9/11 signed up to do the same thing and getting ready to graduate. What a story. And of course, it's kind of on this day of remembrance. And you think about foreign affairs, yesterday's big story, of course, with John Bolton out as National Security Advisor. Now, of course, there's the news story, and then the chatter's been, did he resign or was he fired?
Yeah, it's the age-old joke when someone gets pulled into the boss's office and they're fired. You can't fire me if I quit first.
Right.
Who quit? Chicken or egg? Did Bolton quit or did Trump fire him?
Does it? And it is interesting, I guess, as a talker and things to discuss, but does it really matter? The question is, who's next, and does it change? I mean, John Bolton, capital N, capital C, neocon. Mm. Does President Trump bring somebody in with a different look at world politics?
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two people are now in custody for two separate bank robberies in Mobile. 73-year-old Robert Carlisle is on his way to Metro Jail. He was booked just after midnight, charged with first-degree robbery. Police say Carlisle robbed a BBVA Compass Bank on Bel Air Boulevard Friday. That same day, officers also responded to a robbery at PNC Bank on Cottage Hill Road. A man handed the teller a note, received cash, and left. News 5 has learned the suspect in that case was arrested in Houston, Texas. 33-year-old John Michael Ratliff will be extradited back to Mobile. Bond has been set at $500,000 for a suspect in a Pensacola cold case. John Palmer is charged in the 2015 shooting death of his roommate, Stephen Rice. Investigators are not commenting on a motive. If convicted, Palmer could face the death penalty. Members of Mobile's maritime community want to ship off as many supplies as they can to the hurricane-ravaged Bahamas, and they need your help. They'll be collecting supplies at their locations of Water Street and Ezra Trice Boulevard until 5 o'clock Thursday evening. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did-I-remember-to-lock-up hat. Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry. Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We are part of the Stop the Toll movement, and now we have a question. Why is Mobile's political leadership not joining us in our fight against the tolls? After the Eastern Shore MPO voted to kill the toll plan, Mobile's Mayor Sandy Simpson said,
Governor Ivey asked for more time to find alternatives. Given time, she would have been successful.
So, Mobile's leadership believes that Governor Ivey just needed more time, and why has the city council been AWOL on this issue? This is unacceptable. We all know that Montgomery never wavered from a no-toll, no-bridge approach, even though State Senator Greg Alberton found alternative funds for a scale-back project. Mobile has to step up and oppose ALDOT's tolling plans at the next City Council meeting and similarly at the next Mobile MPO meeting in October.
Call Mayor Simpson at 251-208-7012 and the City Council at 251-208-7334 and demand that they say no to ALDOT's plans to use tolls in Alabama.
Parts of Sioux Falls, South Dakota got battered by severe weather overnight, including a tornado that shredded buildings, caused evacuation of a hospital, and left thousands without electricity. Mayor Paul Tenhaken is reassuring citizens.
I want the citizens to know that you have an absolutely excellent team manning the our emergency operations center.
Sioux Falls police are asking people to stay home because of debris in the streets, but schools will open 2 hours late. Republican Dan Bishop has won that special election for an open House seat in North Carolina, holding off by 2 points Democratic capture of a district the GOP has held since 1963. A search is underway east of Toledo Express Airport after a cargo plane crashed and burned around 3 a.m. It's believed two people were on board. Saudi Arabia is denouncing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vow to annex parts of the West Bank as a, quote, very dangerous escalation. Stock futures are almost flat now. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Apple is taking on Netflix with its own streaming television service and offering it at a bargain price, $5 a month, beginning November 1st. Disney is launching its own assault on Netflix at the same time for $7. Apple CEO Tim Cook also unveiled three new iPhones that won't look much different than last year's models, other than boasting an additional camera for taking pictures from extra wide angles.
This is the iPhone 11 Pro, and these are the most powerful and most advanced iPhones that we have ever built in a stunning new design.
Apple's new smartwatch features an always-on display that lets users check time and other features without raising or tapping it. The biggest bank in the U.S. is starting to prepare for how to make money if interest rates drop to zero. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says the bank has begun discussing what fees and charges it could introduce if interest rates go to zero or lower. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise.
If you've been waiting to build, the time is now.
Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35 and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So September, at least it's closer to October. I have to find some way to make it through September right now. This is crazy hot.
Yeah, really. I mean, yeah, 94 degrees yesterday, and we're going to be up to perhaps 95 or even 96 degrees for this afternoon. There is a slight chance that we could see a thunderstorm this afternoon. But if you're fortunate to have one nearby, you get a nice little cool breeze for a while, but then it's back to the hot temperatures. The heat index today, around 105, perhaps 107. As for tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We see a low of about 72, 73 degrees in the morning. And then tomorrow, another hot day with sunny skies, a high around 95 to 96 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. As for the rest of the week and the weekend, for Friday, looks like mostly sunny skies, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, again into the mid-90s. Now, over the weekend, it won't be as hot because we're going to see some shower and thunderstorm activity. On the Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, high around 90. And then on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high in the upper 80s. Now, the reason for the rain coming in over the weekend, a tropical wave will be moving across Florida, across the Florida Peninsula, and that will be on Friday. And then over the weekend, it will be in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, there is a possibility that it could develop into a tropical system. That is a depression or a tropical storm. We're going to have to watch it. Right now, we're just looking for showers and thunderstorms, especially numerous on Sunday and Monday as that tropical wave moves across the Gulf. But we'll keep a close watch because conditions right now are kind of marginal as for tropical development, but that could change. And after that, then that tropical wave will move on inland across Louisiana, and we'll see conditions improving Tuesday and Wednesday with fewer thunderstorms and get back into the least into the low 90s.
Yeah, I don't know that it's always the case, but in the decades that you and I have been working together and learning from you, tropical weather sometimes to me seems like a two-part epoxy, right? We're mixing up epoxy in the shop that you'll say, here comes a wave, and then if it enters into this area, there's another component, a catalyst, then it becomes a storm, right? I mean, it's often this two-part thing you talk about.
Well, of course, when this wave moves into the Gulf of Mexico, the water temperatures are extremely high. No problem there as far as developing a tropical storm. But it all depends on the upper atmosphere. And if the upper atmosphere is conducive, there's a gentle outflow of the area, then that will help generate the thunderstorms and eventually into a tropical system. So there are some things that have to develop in order to get a storm to form. But if it doesn't, then we'll see numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially Sunday and Monday. We have right now, in fact, that tropical wave that we're talking about is over the eastern Bahamas right now. And as I mentioned, it'll be getting into Florida on Friday. There's another tropical wave approaching the Windward Islands, Windward and Leeward Islands in the Caribbean. And then a very large tropical wave just off the African continent that has certainly some potential for growing into a tropical storm several days from now. So we don't have any real named storm anymore, but we do have some activity in the way of some tropical waves.
All right. And we will later this week talk about Hurricane Frederick 40 years ago, Dr. Bill.
Oh, yeah, Hurricane Frederick, which is really the worst storm to ever hit Mobile. And for 10 years, that was the costliest hurricane in U.S. history until Hurricane Hugo came along in the Carolinas.
Now you look at the totals on storms now. A lot more infrastructure, a lot more money out there on the coast, I guess. And those numbers continue to go up. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is. Tropical weather expert and our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Once you listen to him, you need to listen to him all year long, throughout the year, severe weather, regular forecast, but during hurricane season, the man knows hurricane forecasting, the tropics, like no other. It's what he does. He won't even tell you. I'll get him to tell you later this week, but he was the one who called Frederick correctly.
Really?
Yep, the forecasts were kind of, and back then, remember, they didn't have the technology, and he disagreed with the majority think on where it was going, and he called the track on it. And you know, he'll talk about this. He said, "I wasn't happy that was the forecast, but as I said, this is the truth. This is what's going to happen." And we'll talk about this more later on this week. Dr. Bill and I will do some extended discussion about Frederick 40 years later. All right, 6:40, we'll check headlines coming up with Kelly. Also, Dalton's got a look at sports, and Kane's got traffic next. If you love the outdoors along the great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services. Guest speakers speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. They bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it, during dockside reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the Grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. They do have on Bond Street to Conn Street a traffic hazard. Broke down vehicle in the neighborhood shouldn't be affecting too much traffic as state troopers are clearing the one I-65 southbound between 30 and 31 mile marker off the side of the road. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More than 600 makeshift weapons discovered at the Fountain Correctional Facility in Escambia County. Law enforcement officers searched the prison on Monday, and that's when they discovered 621 makeshift weapons, 51 cell phones, and 240 grams of synthetic drugs, and 7 gallons of an alcoholic drink that prisoners call Julep or Pruno. That's according to the Alabama Department of Corrections. The ADOC once again combined forces with local, county, and state law officers to execute the sweep, and this was the sixth time that they combined forces. More than 300 officers from across Baldwin, Clark, and Escambia counties took part in the 10-hour operation at Fountain. It's where roughly 1,230 inmates are housed. And making news out of Okaloosa County this morning, a homeless man is blaming the President of the United States for causing an estimated $30,000 in damages to at least 20 parked vehicles. 30-year-old Justin James Wilson now faces 14 counts of felony criminal mischief and 6 counts of misdemeanor criminal mischief. Those vehicles were parked at the Holiday Inn Resort at Miracle Strip Parkway Monday morning. Witnesses say they saw Wilson use rocks and a belt buckle to smash windows and damage those vehicles. Sheriff's deputies eventually found Wilson in front of a business, passed out on a bench. Once in their custody, authorities say he admitted to breaking the windows, saying, quote, "Take me to jail. I did it because Donald Trump owes me $1 trillion, and these vehicles belong to the mafia." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, a guarantee in life for me is if somebody's kind of wild-eyed and waving at me in the parking lot, and I do engage them in the conversation, that's the dude that talks to me. He tells me those things. Same way if I ever move, this just happened like 2 days ago, if you ever see me at the grocery store and I move lines, I try to do the thing, I'm going to go get in the better line.
Wrong.
Do not follow me. Two things are true in my life. Whatever line I get into is going to be the longest. Somebody's going to pull out the check. They're going to write a check, and they're going to have
the change.
Oh, and a check and some coupons and some change.
Yeah.
And I'm the person behind them, or three people behind them. And if I ever engage somebody who's wild-eyed in the parking lot, it's that dude who tells me all that stuff.
At the grocery store, I always end up in the Chatty Cathy, or I guess Chatty Carl, behind the behind the bench there, who always wants to talk about every single item that you get. But yeah, same thing. So you're saying you don't think that President Trump had anything to do with the homeless man damaging those windows and businesses?
It could be. He's part of the resistance, man. He's part of the resistance. Rhonda, I'll talk about this again for those of us, those that join us at after 7 o'clock. If you're on Twitter, this is something I've talked about probably for the last 4 or 5 years, and that is making sure you're following Ari Fleischer this morning. Of course, Ari Fleischer, the press secretary for President Bush, and he does this each year. He tweets as it was going on the morning 18 years ago. And he'll tell you, he was even tweeting last night. He said, departure time the next morning was scheduled for 8:25. Considering typically arrived at the White House at 7 a.m., it would be a nice late morning. It was routine night on September 10th, my last one for quite a while. And he said, end the tweet tonight, back at 7:15 tomorrow morning. So coming up at 7:15, it's something about it. Maybe it doesn't stick with you like it does with me, but watching these tweets from Ari Fleischer each year, he does them as the different things were happening. And then he explains what was going on with President Bush, what's going on behind the scenes. It's really compelling. He does it each year. If you're on Twitter, make sure you're following at Ari Fleischer this morning. They'll start around 7:15. All right, 6:45 news is coming up next.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009, alabamacaregivers.com.
You wouldn't go on a road trip without knowing where you're going, and your retirement should be the same way. Check out the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for tips on how to safely navigate your way to and through retirement. Sunday mornings at 7 and Wednesday evenings at 7 here on FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5, FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A cold case murder arrest in Mobile. 61-year-old Alvin Allen posted bail after spending just over 3 hours in jail Tuesday. Police say Allen killed 19-year-old Sandra Williams 39 years ago. She was raped and stabbed, her body discovered on a dead-end street in Tolmanville. When police attempted to arrest Allen Tuesday, he barricaded himself inside a home before a SWAT team arrested him. New video shows Russell Mallett roaming the balconies at Ocean House Condominiums in Gulf Shores moments before jumping to his death. Police say he ran from a traffic stop early Monday morning. Mallett got into a struggle with an officer on the fifth floor, took the officer's gun, and fired shots. Officers fired back. Mallett tried to get to the roof of the condo, but couldn't. That's when the person who shot the video says Mallett walked up to the railing and jumped. Deputies in Santa Rosa County need your help. They're looking for a man accused of sexually abusing a child. Deputies are looking for Joseph Roby. He's wanted on two charges of lewd and lascivious behavior involving a child under 12. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise and this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NFL. New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown has been accused of rape by a former trainer. Brittany Taylor filed a federal lawsuit in Florida yesterday. She accuses Brown of rape and two instances of sexual assault. Brown has been the center of one controversy after another through this NFL offseason. He just signed with the Patriots after being released by the Oakland Raiders on Saturday. Brown's attorney, Darren Heitner, posted a lengthy statement to his website saying, quote, Mr. Brown denies each and every allegation in the lawsuit. He writes that Brown and Taylor had a consensual personal relationship that began in 2018 and that sexual acts were consensual. Heitner later tweeted, quote, Antonio Brown will leave no stone unturned and will aggressively defend himself, including exercising all of his rights in countersuits. Brown is in his 10th NFL season. He's a four-time first-team All-Pro and is expected to be on New England's roster for this weekend's game against Miami. Some cool news from an NBA great. Michael Jordan announced yesterday that he'll donate $1 million to relief efforts in the Bahamas. Jordan said in a statement, I am devastated to see the destruction that Hurricane Dorian has brought to the Bahamas, where I own property and visit frequently. My heart goes out to everyone who is suffering and those who have lost loved ones. You know, this isn't the first time that Jordan has pitched in to help with hurricane relief efforts. Last year, he gave even more money and time after Hurricane Florence hit his home state of North Carolina. In baseball last night, the Philadelphia Phillies hit 5 home runs and beat the Atlanta Braves 6-5.
Over to first base, this should do it. Reese has got it, flips to Hector covering in time, and the ballgame is over. A 9-pitch ninth inning for Hector and Harris, and the Phillies win it 6-5.
Phillies outfielder Corey Dickerson hit 2 of Phillies' 5 home runs. The Minnesota Twins shut out the Washington Nationals 5-0. The San Diego Padres beat the Chicago Cubs 9-8 in 10 innings. Zach Wheeler allowed only 1 run over 7 innings, and the New York Mets beat Arizona 3-2. Colorado beat St. Louis 2-1, with Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado hitting a 2-run, 482-foot bomb. Milwaukee beat Miami 4-3. They'll be without their home run leader the rest of the season. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich fractured his right kneecap after hitting a foul ball off of it in the first inning. The LA Dodgers clinched their 7th consecutive National League West title with a 7-3 win over Baltimore.
That's it! A knockout in 19. A 7th consecutive division title for the Dodgers.
Corey Seager had 2 home runs and 5 RBI in the win. The New York Yankees hit 6 home runs but blew a 6-0 lead to Detroit, with the Tigers rallying to win 12-11. And one night after Houston beat Oakland 15-0, the A's turned the tables on the Astros and hit 6 home runs in a 21-7 rout. The A's had 25 hits on the night and scored 17 of those 25 runs in the first 4 innings. It's 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, with the freshest local fruits and vegetables at great prices, including weekly specials. Highway 181 and County Road 64, Allegri Farm Market. Fresh produce straight from their local farm to your table daily. Open 8 to 6, Sunday 9 to 6.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at kemcobuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Accident-free conditions continue through Mobile. State troopers are on one between the 30 and 31-mile marker on the interstate southbound 65, but it's off to the side of the road. Looks good across the Bayway. So far, Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, you're accident-free as well. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join the Battle House Hotel every Wednesday for their pop-up soup and salad bar, just 50 cents an ounce. Enjoy fresh greens, variety of toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30 today. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 656 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kelly, Kane, the whole gang here. Jeff Poore's going to join us coming up after 8 o'clock. And we're turning up your voice and talking on our text line, too, 343-0106. And a quick reminder, too, the events going on, of course, in New York City and in Washington and in Shanksville today, 18 years since the tragedy of 9/11. Also here at home, and there may be other observances going on. I know this one, Chad Petrie from News 5 reporting, the Fairhope Police will mark today with special events. It's become an annual event at Fairhope, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. There'll be speeches and prayers outside Fairhope Police headquarters starting at 9 this morning. Then at noon, Fairhope Police will hold a blood drive as well. Events are meant to honor the victims and remember one of America's greatest tragedies. And it's, you know, the part to not forget as well, as I said on Twitter, and I'm sharing some pictures from the Flight 93 Memorial when I was up there on my Twitter feed, but the lives that were lost on this day 18 years ago, and then all those lives lost since in the 18 years of the war against terror, we should never forget.